I talked with the Lord many nights by my bedside. I asked His forgiveness as I knelt to pray. And if I could repay, I'd be only too willing. For He died on the cross just to save me from sin. There's a light guiding me, I can see heaven's glory, and He holds me steadfast, and His way and His love is guiding me through temptation and evil. There's a light guiding me to that heaven above. To the far distant shore, many friends have gone from me. They're singing the victory of God's love I know. Through the valley of death, I'll be led by Jesus. He will carry me through, though I'm weak and low. There's a light guiding me. I can see heaven's glory, and He holds me steadfast, and His way and His love is guiding me through temptation and evil. There's a light guiding me to that heaven above. When that great day comes and I see heaven's glory, I know that my soul will be free from all care. He'll open the gates and bid me to enter. When the rose call up yonder, I know I'll be there. There's a light guiding me, I can see heaven's glory, and He holds me steadfast, and His way and His love is guiding me through temptation and evil. There's a light guiding me through that heaven above. When that great day comes and I see heaven's glory, I know that my soul will be free from all care. He'll open the gates and bid me to enter. When the rose call up yonder, I know I'll be there. There's a light guiding me, I can see heaven's glory. He holds me steadfast, and His way and His love is guiding me through temptation and evil. There's a light guiding me to that heaven above.
That's right. That's what it says here. If I could repay, I'd be only too willing. That's what we're doing here. It just takes a little bit of decent moral that you feel you owe, you need for what Jesus did for us. I ask His forgiveness, I knelt to pray. And if I could repay, I'd be only too willing. For He died on the cross just to save me from sin. He didn't have to do it. He did it. And I accepted that. When you think about all the garbage you used to do in life, and here somebody comes along and wipes your slate clean.
Mm-hmm.
Why wouldn't you want to? Why wouldn't you want to do everything you can to repay it? That's why we're on this journey. That's why we tell Him, use us for Your glory. Do with us as You see fit, because just to try to do exactly what it says here. If I could repay, I'd be only too willing. But you can't do it on your own. You got to let Him lead and guide you just like He did Jesus. That's why we're doing what we're doing. If we wouldn't be doing this, it wouldn't be done. Imagine a world without the truth that we're putting out there. We're the only two people that knows what's going on. And here, what they do, then they try to get rid of you. These tugs. I call them tugs because they're Satan's tugs. They're all over the world, or over in Iran.
That's right.
The same thing that's happening in Iran, these religious leaders, that's the very same thing happening here amongst the Hutterites. It's just religious leaders. There's that girl there a few years back. They killed her because she didn't have her head covering completely closed. That's what they do here. That's what that Paul from Rosebank did with that. They were out hoeing one day in the heat, and all she did, she unzipped her head covering. He freaked out on and took her over to the couch and raked her through the coals. Just simply for that. The same spirit. That spirit doesn't die. But see, we're just exposing him how wicked these people are that claim to be Christians, that claim to be preachers. I was thinking about that all night. How ruthless these people are. I told them the truth back in the day that God sent the prophet. At the end of the day, what these tugs do, you get till sundown to get out of here. No mercy, not worse than they were back in the Dark Ages, because they got the people on their side. Everybody thinks they're these holy people. And they're not. They're controlled of that devil. And they got the people have got pressure on people. We're the bad guys and they're the good guys. This thing to high heaven. This thing is just what's going on in Iran and Venezuela. God's getting rid of these dictators, and he's got his day coming for the Hutterites. I saw it all night. Their day's coming. You don't have to wish bad on them, but it's coming. It can't be stopped. Looks like that dictator in Venezuela, how he abused the people and everything. Now he's up in the, now his days are doomed. It's God that's using America to clean them out. Same thing over in Israel. It's just, there's a number. The people are rising up because they've been lied to with that Sharia law and all that garbage. And that's the same thing here. All the Hutterites have is a tradition. They got no Christianity of that kind. And we're just trying to put the light and the spotlight on how crooked and how ruthless these people are. And this is our job. This is our commission to expose these Hutterites, these Hutterite preachers for what they are. They're the same demon that was back in the days of Jesus. Same devil. But see, they hide behind religion, eh? They hide behind the cloak. They hide behind the beard and all that, black coats and all that stuff. But see, we got their number. And, that's what our mission is, to expose the unfruitful works of darkness. I will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. I will lean on His everlasting arm. I will rest in the blessed rock of ages. Assured in His shadow, I am safe from harm. I will not lean to my own understanding. I will not trust in man's philosophy. When my world is wrecked by confusion, I'll run to the refuge on my knees. I will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. I will lean on His everlasting arm. I will rest in the blessed rock of ages. Assured in His shadow, I am safe from harm. He said He will be the light that lights my pathway. Time and time again, He has proven true, and ever present help in my troubled days. Exactly what He said, that's what He'll do. I will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. I will lean on the everlasting arm. I will
in the blessed rock of ages, assured in an inch shed, I am safe from harm. He said he will be the light that lights my pathway. Time and time again, he has proven true. An ever-present help in my troubled days. Exactly what he said, that's what he'll do. I will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. I will lean on the everlasting arms. I will rest in the blessed rock of ages. Assured in an inch shed, I am safe from harm. Assured in an inch shed, I am safe from harm. Time is filled with swift transition. Not a word and move can stand. Build your hopes on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Build your hopes on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Trust in Him who will not leave you. Whatsoever years may bring, if my earthly friends forsaken, still more closely to Him cling. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Veil your hopes on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Covet not this world's vain riches that so rapidly decay. Seek to gain the heavenly treasure. They will never pass away. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Build your hopes on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand. When your journey is completed, if to God you have been true, fair and bright to home and glory, your and rapture soul will view. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Build your hopes on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand. God will make this trial a blessing, though it sends me to my knee. Though my tears flow like a river, yet in their sweet relief. There's no need to get discouraged, there's no need to stop defeat. God will make this trial a blessing, and the whole wide world will see. God will make this trial a blessing, though it sends me to my knees. Though my tears flow like a river, yet in Him there's sweet relief. There's no need to get discouraged, there's no need to talk defeat. God will make this trial a blessing, and the whole wide world will see. God will make this trial a blessing, though it sends me to my knees. Though my tears flow like a river, yet in Him there's sweet relief. There's no need to get discouraged. There's no need to talk defeat. God will make this trial a blessing, and the whole wide world will see. When I think of the Lord and how He sought me, when I just think of His blood and how He bought me, and my blessings are more numerous than the stars up above, I am constantly aware of His love, constantly aware that He is everywhere. In my soul there is no fear, for I know He's always near. In my heart there's contentment, like the peace of a dove. I am constantly aware of His love. Now when the storm clouds of life around me rages, then I just cling to the mighty rock of ages. And to my soul He whispers sweet peace from heaven up above. I am constantly aware of His love, constantly aware that He is everywhere. In my soul there is no fear, for I know He's always near. In my heart there's contentment, like a piece of a dove. I am constantly aware of His love. Now when the storm clouds of life around me rages, then I just cling to that mighty rock of ages. And to my soul He whispers sweet peace from heaven up above. I am constantly aware of His love, constantly aware that He is everywhere. In my soul there is no fear, for I know He's always near. In my heart there's contentment, like a piece of a dove. I am constantly aware of His love. Oh, get ready, evening shadows fall. Don't you hear the Eliezer call? There's going to be a wedding, our joy will soon begin. In the evening when the camel train comes in. Oh, get ready, evening shadows fall. Don't you hear the Eliezer call? There's gonna be a wedding, our joy will soon begin. In the evening when the camel train comes in. Oh, get ready, evening shadows fall. Don't you hear the Eliezer call? There's going to be a wedding, our joy will soon begin. In the evening when the camel train comes in.
Well, all you gotta do is open up your eyes. That's the Eliezer's call. Get ready. See all the things happening around the world. How God's cleaning house. We're exactly right on restoration of all things. That's God's start to restore everything. Put everything back to normal. So getting rid of these dictators all around the world. And like I say, these Hutter right there, the biggest dictator system going. They're even worse than Iran because they're so deceptive. They got the people locked in over in Iran. They're rising up against that religious system, against these dictators. And in Venezuela, Trump went in there. The Lord said enough of that It's the Lord using Trump to clean up that Venezuela thing, and he's going to go right through that Central America, now South America, the whole Western Hemisphere. God's cleaning it up, because he's Jesus is now King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and he's cleaning up the mess. He's restoring all things. We're just in the beginning stages of it all. It started on October 15, 2021, and it's not going to go into reverse anymore. We've been beating the drums here about these Hutterites, exposing them for who they are. They're exactly what it does, what it says here in John. They're doing exactly the same thing that Jesus was fighting with these scribes and these Pharisees back in his day. And we're fighting the same devil that mm-hmm. Jesus fought with back there. Mm-hmm. Just because the spirit doesn't die, the spirit just keeps on going. The people that die, that devil uses, like he used these scribes and these Pharisees back in the days and these zealots, and then they died off, and the devil just uses somebody else.
Yeah, he just finds another subject.
Yeah, to this day, he's mm-hmm. fine. They're readily available. But I'm going to read this again here. John chapter 8, verse 31. Then Jesus said to those Jews which believed on him. See, they believed on him. If you continue in my word, then you are my disciples indeed. You got to continue. That's what we're continuing in that word. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And we're speaking to millions of people around the world. And if they can tap in and they can do exactly that, then they'll know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. That's what we're about here. We're just telling people the truth. But we're bringing everything down in today's language. When we say these zealots and these that were back in Jesus' day that he fought with all the time, then they're here today because they don't die. That spirit is going to be here for another 3 years, and then Jesus comes, that angel comes, and they get orders to just tie them up, throw them into hell. Then all that the Babylon thing, that whole thing is false. Mm-hmm. That whole Babylon, that whole religious system, mm-hmm. all these dictators that are out there, these preachers, they're nothing but a bunch of dictators trying to dictate to the people how they should live and all that stuff. They've got the Holy Spirit to tell people how to live.
Right.
And then they're just like these communists. They're just like these dictators down in Venezuela, that Maduro. And their day is coming. It's just God doesn't hasn't shown up yet, but right now what he's doing, he's exposing them for who they are, that religion, mm-hmm. that holy circle, that delta, that hidden valley, that Rosebank. All these are highly sophisticated religious leaders. Mm-hmm. And if they don't do what they tell you, they got your number. We're just exposing them. Because their day is coming. In 3 years from now, they'll be either in hell or they'll have a place where they found a place for repentance. There's only right. two places. When you die, you either go to heaven or you go to hell. There's no in between. And these religious zealots and these religious leaders, they're doing exactly what the Bible says they'll be doing. They're just going to go out to hell and death, and they're going to meet their doom. And they'll say to the rocks, fall on us, and to the mountains, cover us. We're not mad at them. We're just exposing them for who they are, because they've been terrorizing the people for 600 years. That whole thing never was nothing. You know, all of us, a bunch of socialists and a bunch of communists, and that's all it's ever been. And back in the 1500s, Martin Luther King said, just to live by faith. That puts that whole control factor completely out of commission. Mm-hmm. That just shall live by faith. That's all you gotta do. You live by faith and believing the word.
Mm-hmm.
Then they put a Bible in every home, and all people have to do is go live by the Bible, not by what these dictators try to tell you and brainwash you into doing. But see, mm-hmm. we're just telling people the truth, because we got the number. We walk through their torture chambers, and we know what they're about.
That's right.
They're just using religion to cover up their own mess.
Mm-hmm.
And, but anyway, we just see it true and true here, and this word here, you can read the old chapter of John, chapter 8, and where Jesus had a discussion with them. If you were Abram's children, you would do the works of Abram. But now you seek to kill me, a man that had told you the truth, which I have heard of God, and this did not Abram do. So you hear, they're doing the same thing. When I go back, when I was in there
and their council, and I told them about God sent the prophet and baptism and Jesus. And then they're doing exactly what they did here to Jesus. But now you seek to kill him. If they could have, if the lot of the land were allowed to burn me at the stake, they would have taken me out, burned me at the stake right then and there. But the lot of the land can't. So they did an extra thing. You got till sundown to get out of here. Mm-hmm. The same demon, the same spirit, the same devil that was back then 2,000 years ago. That's the right. Same thing is right here in front of our face. Mm-hmm. And then they hide behind their beard and their holy talking and their religious deck, and then they make it sound like we're the bad guys.
That's right.
And they're the bad guys. Uh-huh. And see, that's what it says. And now you seek to kill me, a man that had told you the truth, which we have heard of God, and did this not? Did Abram do that kind of thing that you're doing? Now you claim to be Abram's children, and then you do the deeds of your father, the devil, he said. He said to him, and here's the crux of it. Then said they to him, we be not born of fornication. See, that's what they're doing to us.
Right.
See, we're shaking up. They claim we're shaking up. We're living in fornication. Exactly what they did here. It's the same devil, the same demon. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Only now it is working through a spirit of deception because the world is encased in deception. They can get away with it because they got the people deceived. They got the people thinking. My own grandkids, they think I'm the bad guy and they're the good guys. And I told my son, I don't want you to come around here with your children having them believe that we're the bad guys and these preachers out there are the good guys. Mm-hmm. And you need to change your mind on that opinion, because we're the good guy and they're the bad guys. And as time goes on, and 3 years from now, that whole deceptive infrastructure is gone. And like I say, they'll say to the mountains, falling off. They'll say to the hills, cover. But what we're trying to do now, there's still chance where they can actually repent, mm-hmm. where they can see their garbage that they're into, that demon that's controlling them. No, what they do, they put on their long beard and their long coat, and then they think they're these holy people. Just like they were back there. They had the people deceived. Time and time again, the Lord was trying to expose these Pharisees for who they really are. It took mm-hmm. them a lifetime to do it. It took them 3.5 years to finally expose them. And Matthew 23 took the gloves off, and he let them have it. And he told them exactly what they're like and who they are. And a week or two later, they crucified for telling them the truth. Mm-hmm. It's the same thing here today. They make us look like we're the bad guys. And like I say, we went through their torture chambers. We know what they're about. They're trying to make it appear like we're the bad guys and they're the good guys. But when you go through their torture chambers and they do everything they could to you, then you know who they are. They can't deceive us anymore. And then they try to lure you back into their compound, mm-hmm. so they can terrorize you and finish you off. Because right now we're effective. We're hitting them right between the eyes because we're exposing them. But if we were locked up in their compound, we couldn't be doing that. They have a way of silencing us. But anyway, that's what we're about. Heavenly Father, we just want to come into your presence, Lord, once again, just to give you thanks for this another day of life and the many things you do for us. Most of all, Lord, that you've allowed us to see the hour we're living in and the danger that we're surrounded with, all these false prophets, all these false teachings out there, all these false preachers, these false Hutterite leaders, Lord, we try and expose them. But Lord, we need your help, we need your grace to continue on with this program so that we be not found amiss, Lord. We just know we need your help and your input, because we can't do this on our own, Lord. It's too big a mission for us to expose them and to tell them exactly where they're at in time. We just give you thanks once again, that we ask, Lord, that you would use us for your honor, for your glory. Do it as you see fit, Lord. We made ourselves available to it, but we see once and again, time and time again, we don't have the goods. We need your spirit to guide us and lead us and to tell us exactly how to go about exposing these unfruitful works of darkness so it'd be beneficial to the people that might someday want to listen in. We just pray to give that increase in Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen. Like we say, it's the same old, same old. We just happened to have tapped into that word, and we had a desire to learn this great God. And we not only got to know him, He gives the commission to expose the unfruitful virgin area.
Right.
That's been our job for the last 30, 40 years, and we haven't compromised. And the biggest, the worst thing that you and I could do, like you were saying, yes, is to compromise. Once you compromise, you become ineffective. And here, time after time, we get some calls and trying to get us back, lead us back into that compound. Like that time when I was sick unto that here, my sister's husband came here, trying to lure us back into that compound. Just when I was down, just when I was at the weakest, he shows up, and behind it is the spirit of Satan, and he doesn't even know it. He thinks he's doing God a great service. Coming here, the roads rise, any break I made, I had to drive 2 hours on icy roads just to come here, try to help you out. Yeah, try to help me out, try to take me back into Satan's clutch.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he was after. That's it. That's the bottom line. And we just got his number, and we tell us the whole of it, what it's about, and he didn't like what we had to say, but that's just what the devil does, you know. He can't do no other, because it's the nature of Satan, and he doesn't even know it. That's just the way it is.
It's such a deceptive system. Like, when you will go through their baptism rigmarole, and how they have their things that you memorize, and you say, and then one of the questions is, was hast du für ein Glauben und wie lässt du dich nennen? What belief do you have, and how do you, what will you call yourself? And you say, ich bin ein Christ. Well, every Tom, Dick, and Harry can say, ich bin ein Christ. But the thing of it is, even the Muslims, when you want to convert over to Muslim, they say, they're a Muslim 3 times or something, then you're converted to Islam.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how they believe. If they say that, ich bin ein Christ, I'm a Christian, then they're a Christian. That's not how Christianity works. Like, when you will look, when you will read that song that we sing, Constantly Aware, it says, when I think of my Lord and how he sought me,
mm-hmm.
when I just think of his blood and how he bought me, see, it's what the blood of Jesus Christ that bought us.
Mm-hmm.
And how can they take ownership over your soul? And that's really what they're doing, these dictators. They're claiming ownership over your soul because they're controlling that environment. And they are not wanting people to come to the Lord Jesus Christ. Because the minute you come to the Lord Jesus Christ, guess what's going to happen? You're going to have to...
you'll be on their hit list.
That's exactly right. You're going to be on the hit list. And that's what happened to me. The minute when I became a Christian, I realized that that system is corrupt. And then I when I spoke up against it, and then that preacher said I'm cursed because I spoke up against that spirit that was ruling
mm-hmm.
behind the scene. And then, you know, that's what you start clashing with that spirit, with that system. And they think they can control you, your life. And it was the Lord Jesus Christ that bought me. And that's the same what I told to that Joe that came here from Cyprus. I said, I don't trust no Hutterite preacher.
Mm-hmm.
And when I said that, he said I should keep my mouth shut. See, that's what they do. That's what that spirit will do. It will hush you up. And that's part of the unfruitful works of darkness that is out there. And all these religious systems, you will trace it all back to Babylon. That Babylon is that control factor that people want to control your life, just like you see in Iran. But people have enough of it.
Yeah,
and they're starting to rise up, and rightfully so, because we are now living in that time frame where these kingdoms of this world are coming down.
Mm-hmm.
Babylon is coming down. It's falling. It's not fallen yet, but it's falling. You see how these religious and these regimes out there are starting to crumble, because the kingdoms of this world will become the kingdoms of our Lord and His Christ. And that's what you see going on all around the world.
It's got 1 hour. And 1 hour in the Bible of Revelation is 7 years, and it started October the 15th, 2021. and it's only got 3 more years left, you will see nothing left over of these dictators. You will see nothing left over of these religious systems, right, because they're going down the tube. Now Jesus Christ is King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and now the program is on the restoration of all things. He is no more in the seat of mercy. Now it's coming and it started, and it's not going back into reverse. It's going right down to the finish line, and he'll find every nook and cranny. He'll find all these dictators, all these perverts, all these religious leaders, and they're going out to hell and death, and they don't even know it. And we're just right here trying to sound the alarm what's coming. Mm-hmm. They can still turn around, they can still repent, but believe you me, if they don't repent, they're going out to hell and death, or the where God has a place for them if they don't repent.
That's right.
And before that, up just the road here, once the 7-year period is over, then the day of the Lord kicks in. And then he's coming back, and they'll say to the mountains, fall on us. These kings, you think it's the king of England? No, it's these people that are in a position of power that'll say to the rock, fall on us. That Leonard from Delta is in a position of power. That Eli from Hidden Valley. These people are in positions of power right now. They control the people. They control the souls of the people. They have these people so fear-mongered that they can't make a move without them. Mm-hmm. And it goes through their, they think everything has to go through their fingers and to their claw. But see, up the road here, just 3 years from now, that day the Lord is kicking in. It'll say, to the mountains, fall on us. You can read it back at the Book of Revelation. We're just exposing it because the Lord has allowed us to see the day and hour we're living in. And once you know the day and hour you're living in, we're just 3 years from that day of the Lord happening. And we're just putting it out there for everybody to see and everybody to hear and everybody to take note and turn around and still mm-hmm. repent. They can still find a place and the scriptures to repent, and we're just exposing it for what it is before it's too late. We don't hate these people, we just hate the devil that's controlling them.
Right. And that's when it talks about, will you at that time once again restore? When Jesus talks about the restoring of Jerusalem and Israel and all that environment, that also pertains to the rest of the world, because mm-hmm. that's just an example mm-hmm. that was in the forefront of the minds of the world. Actually, the whole world was Israel and Jerusalem being restored, mm-hmm. and then the rest of the world follows suit, because mm-hmm. we are in that time frame. Like what Trump is doing really with the Western Hemisphere to get it all in line, and that's what behind the scene is really the Lord Jesus Christ at work, because that's the hour we're now living in. Because I know when I saw that ending of that grace age, and people don't realize the grace age was just given for 2,000 years. The 2,000 years started in 33 A.D. And like we said yesterday, that the calendar is out 17 years. So that's why when you will count 2,000 logical years, it's not going to measure up, because that beast had power to change these times. And because of the moon, the earth being out of his axis, the time is more than 360 days. So these all play a part in the time being out. Mm-hmm. So, and like we said, it's 17 years out, but really when you will look at it, 2021 was the ending of the grace age of those 2,000 years, and that's when that restoration period started kicking in. Mm-hmm. And all around the world, you can see what Trump is doing. He's creating an environment here in the Western Hemisphere where it's safe, where people don't get killed with drugs, with these dictators. Getting South America cleaned up, and even America and Canada and all these countries will have to be cleaned up. It's going to take a process, but you can see that it is beginning to happen.
It started October the 15th, mm-hmm. 2021. The restoration, one place that said, will you at that time restore Israel? Well, the restoration of Israel is on, but it's at another place that said, the restoration of all things. Uh-huh. Everything around the planet is going to be restored, mm-hmm. and by the time the 1,000 years will be over, everything will be restored back, like we said yesterday. as it was before the fall of Adam and Eve. You're going to have a glorious planet there. That's what then God will have His family when everything is tested and preserved, and then God comes down and tabernacles with man just like He did back before the fall. He came down at the cool of the day to tabernacle with Adam and Eve and had a great old time of fellowship. And that's what it's going to be like once all that mess is cleaned up, but the restoration of all things has begun. And it's not gonna go into reverse anymore, and He's gonna get rid of these dictators, these preachers at the pulpit. They have people to see that they're the people. They're the devils that they have this hour. They're like that Pharisee, like I told you back here in the days of Jesus. Jesus told, we are the father of the devil. And all they could do was throw it in His face. We be not born out of fornication. That's the way they're doing exactly today. Trying to accuse us of shacking up and everything under the sun. And then they use my wife back in the day, and if you can't bring her back to the colony, nobody can. And then she goes on a rampage working for them. And I want to just clear up something here. My wife is not a Christian. She's not a believer. And I'm a believer, and then Paul put the law down. He said, if you decide in a marriage, one is a believer and one is a non-believer. And then instead of fighting around, if you can live in peace and harmony, that's fine and good. And I tried my level best for 12 years to try to show her about Christianity, but it was no fault. You can't convert somebody. Like only God can convert a person. And then they used her to try to destroy me, to try to lure me back. And the day came that the Lord came on the scene. He said, Sam, you get out now or you will be destroyed. Because eventually I would have caved in and she would have got me back into that compound again. I fought for 2 years. They tried backwards and forwards. They got the police in to try to get me out. But I wanted to... It was my family that was at stake. And then one day they came, those are not your children. That's not your wife. She belongs to the church, just to set the record straight. And now, well, then I came home. Like I say, I came home one day. I haven't seen my children for years. They're not your children. That's not your wife. You're out of here. I went through all that. But now they want to accuse me of leaving my children and my wife and my family back there and then going out to no man's land. No, they brought it upon themselves. I fought with them for 2 years. They had the sergeant in. They had the police in. They tried to demolish my car. For 2 years I went through their hell, through their torture chamber. Now they're trying to say I was the one that left. No, they would have killed me if I would have stayed there. And then everything would be good.
And then they even say, oh, that's no excuse. How can you, as a Christian, be in that environment and fight that system all the time? You know, it's impossible because you are totally in a different, you're in an environment that is controlled by the spirit of Satan. And if you're a child of God, you cannot navigate in that environment. It's impossible because like I read over that song, when I think of the Lord and how He bought me, He bought us with His blood. Mm-hmm. And we are children of the light. We're not children of darkness.
And we can't compete with these people because they're of the devil. And they came a day, now 39 below zero. 11 o'clock at night, the Lord spoke to me in another, but you get out now or you will be destroyed. Because I did realize what I'm dealing with. You're dealing with a demon. You're dealing with that Hutterite spirit, with that spirit that's been controlling the Hutterites for 600 years. And they think it's the whole, they think it's God. No, it's a spirit of dictator, a spirit of socialism. It's all, it never was nothing, it never will be nothing. How can something bad be any good? How can a good tree bear bad fruit, and how can a bad tree bear good fruit? It never was a good tree. I don't care about their history. They hijacked. Satan hijacked that Fox's Book of Martyrs. Right. There were children, people back in the Dark Ages that died for the faith, but not the Hutterites. The Hutterites, there's only one little paragraph about the Hutterites in the Fox's Book of Martyrs. I was laid up for 2 years, and I was able to read the Fox's Book of Martyrs twice. Now, what Satan did, he hijacked that whole thing, and it made it appear like they were the Christian. No, they're not. Hell is full of these Hutterites.
Why if all the names like Hans Krall and all these names, why don't they have the similar names?
Why don't they have a Mendel in there in the Book of Arms?
Why is there no Mendel? Why is there no Wollman, Wollner and all these names there? Gross. And why? Because they're just taking that book and claiming.
Hijacked it. Mm-hmm. Satan hijacked that whole thing just like he did that baptism. He hijacked that baptism and turned it into a diabolical system of control. You could go on and on, but it's no use getting worked up. We're just like doing exactly what the Bible says. When you see these things happen, rejoice, for redemption draw nigh. Mm-hmm. Just up the road here, Babylon has fallen. And it says in the book of Revelation, rejoice, O heaven, and rejoice, O earth, and your holy apostles and prophets, for Babylon is falling, is falling, is falling. And 3 years from now, you'll be able to say, Babylon has fallen.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, it's still in the process of falling. You can see it if you can only open your eyes and see and hear that voice from heaven, what things are happening around the world. If you can only tap into the news, what's happening in Israel. It's a small country fighting a war on 7 fronts and just making mush out of all these countries over there.
Mm-hmm.
And then you see what's happening in Iran. And you can see how God is restoring all things, getting rid of these dictators. And the biggest dictatorship system is the Hutterites and the Amish. And these brethren down east, down the Society of Brethren. These are all going down to 2, and there'll be nothing left of it. There's only, like I say, there's only one place for them to go after that. That's out to hell and death, unless they repent. There might be a few Christians straggling along in there, compromising and doing whatever. But I tell you, if you're a real Christian, you'll step up to the plate and you'll count yourself, be counted. And you won't compromise. You won't cower like a lot of these people do. Right now, down in Venezuela, the people are afraid if they speak up and they go out to the street rejoicing, they're going to get killed. Mm-hmm. They got people intimidated, so they don't say nothing.
That's right.
But see, their days are coming because God is restoring all things back to its originality. It'll take a while. It'll take a long time. But the beginning has started, and it's not going into reverse anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus Christ is no more in the seat of mercy where he's given people time and time to repent. That hour is over. That era is over.
Mm-hmm.
It's now the only thing that's left here is the judgment seat of Christ. Mm-hmm. It's just up the road here, whether people like it or not. The day of the Lord is coming. We're going to bump right into it in 3 years from now. Because we know exactly the day and hour we're living in. We know we got it right. We got the truth here. Because I think talking yesterday about the Mayan calendar, my brother called me up one day. The Mayans say that the end of the world is going to be in 2012. Mm-hmm. Well, I if you add 17 years, the Mayan calendar, they're exactly 100% right. You add 17 years to 2012, you're going to come to 2028. That's about when we got it figured out, eh? Right to 2028, 2029.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
That's what the Mayan said. That's one of them. But see, they don't know that the Catholic Church changed the calendar, was going to change the calendar. But I don't know who these Mayans are. They were spoken, but they somehow saw into the... They had something to do with the stars and everything.
Uh-huh.
And they came up 2012. That's the end of civilization. That's the end of Satan's reign. And they're exactly right on 2028, 2029, thereabouts. I don't know. I can figure out right to the day. I believe it's December 24th or something like that when the ending of civilization, as we know it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the end of the world. It's just the end of Satan's reign.
That's
and
right.
These people, I guess, they're in touch with the souls or with the stars, and I guess they came up with that 2012, and I told them it's not going to happen at 2012 because the calendar's out 17 years. So, but you add 17 years to 2012, you come exactly, it's just 3.5 years from now.
Mm-hmm.
It's exactly right. As we got it right, we got telling people the truth. We tell the people the truth who these thugs are, who these perverts are in the pulpits of this world. Religious leaders, deceiving and being deceived, using their power, using their position to control people, to try to tell people, to rob people's soul. Behind it is the spirit of Satan, and Satan has no mercy.
That's right.
Back in the day when I was terminated, and I And so I came home and asked for permission to join up with them again. So they put me on probation for 6 weeks. But really, all I was doing, my little boy, he's only three, four years old, he had nightmares, and I'd have to go sleep with him all night because he had these nightmares screaming up all hours of the night. And simply because of what these terrorists did to my family, just a young family, and they'd throw you out like you're some kind of an animal, you know. So I had to spend time during the night with my little boy there, and then they made a law, I can't stay overnight at my house, I got to go home to my dad's. Well, I did that once or twice, and I said, I'm not going to go there, I'm going to go sleep with my little boy, because he's having nightmares. And then they came, why, how come you're not going back home to your dad's sleep, like we told you? That piece of garbage from Delta, he's the one that passed that law. And, I said, because I don't want to, I don't have to go there. I didn't tell them about my little boy having nightmares because they wouldn't care anyway. They wouldn't. I tell you, these people are brutal. And when I say it, I don't say it lightly because I went through their torture chambers. But I leave it with the Lord. He said, vengeance is mine. I will repay. Just up the road here, God's going to find him just like he found at Maduro, just like he found that Gohami over in Iran. And they're doing the very same thing. Only they got themselves, they got the people deluded and deceived to think they're it, when they're not it. They're just using the scripture. They're using the Bible. They're using their sermons to deceive the people. That's all it is. First class satanic deception. And we're just taking the reps off. We're just showing the people around the world what it's about.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Heavenly Father, we just want to come before you, Lord. We just want to expose the unfruitful works of darkness, and we can see it rearing its ugly head all around the world, Lord. We can see it with that Hutterite system, Lord, these preachers, Lord, how they want to govern people's souls, Lord, and spirit, Lord, when it's the Lord Jesus Christ that came and purchased our salvation. We see it in Venezuela, we see it in Iran, we see it all around the world, Lord, no matter where it is. If it's Roman Catholicism, if it's not Islamism, if it's not communism, but it's all there for to control the people and to keep them in bondage and away from the Lord Jesus Christ, Lord. So we come against these unfruitful works of darkness, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, and break every fetter, Lord, every bondage, every hold that they have on people, Lord, so that they can be set free and serve you, the true and living God. We just give you thanks. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.